You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Tuesday. I'm never doing that driving back talking on the radio thing again. That was crazy. That's crazy. In fact, I'm getting to the point, Jeffrey, that a 825-mile drive, which is my drive back and forth to the cabin.
825?
Yeah, 825. Okay. It's getting to be a little much, honestly. Takes that out of me. So I'm glad to be back. Got a good night's sleep. Good to be back in town. And moist. I'd say it's moist. Wouldn't you say, Jeffrey?
It's soggy. It's more than damp.
It's even soggy. We got some torrential rains last night. More expected today. However, I would just like to listen. When it goes the other way, we hear about it. So let's check in on our friends in MLG and W.
Okay.
You care to guess what percentage of customers have power? 99.55%
I'm
of customers.
That.
Yeah, I think you get it. And have power. Basically everybody. 36 outages. That's it. 36 outages. 1,874 customers affected. That means 99.55% have power. Shout out to MLG and W and those tree cutters who've been doing such good work across the city.
Remember when they tried to blame TVA?
Who they blame? Do they blame TVA? I thought they
No, remember they tried to blame TVA.
They thought it was always the when we didn't have enough tree cutters.
No. I'm not talking about MLG and W. I'm talking about, remember when the politicians tried to blame, and then hold TVA responsible, and then
I got no idea.
They took a vote at the mayor debate about whether Doug should stay on, and it's like Doug is
of MLG and W. Yes.
Doug's
they very clearly were blaming MLG and W. All right. Today on the radio show, we got Fish on Friday on Tuesday. It's Tuesday. We got Fish on Friday on Tuesday. He told me, this was a special request. I asked him, I said, could one of these days you explain to me what the hell is happening with the airports
and
airports and Newark in particular? Seems like a disaster.
Not great.
Let me ask you this. If you're flying to New York, would you make an effort to go to an airport other than Newark? Or if you're flying somewhere up that direction, would you make sure you don't connect through Newark?
Yes.
I think I would.
Although I've kind of been pushing my wife to become United people.
And that's Newark?
That's Newark. But you see, we've added we've always had the LaGuardia flights.
Okay.
We've added JFK flights now.
We've added. Isn't it a pain in the ass to get there? I don't really know from the city.
No, JFK, now they've done the renovation. So okay. I think I would actually.
LaGuardia is beautiful now.
Yeah.
LaGuardia is gorgeous.
I'm sorry. LaGuardia has done the renovation.
Yeah, they've done the renovation.
JFK's a mess just because
it's further away, right?
Well, it's like the ultimate domestic flyer. Like
I see.
It's all the domestic flights.
Anyway, I put in a special request. I said, Fishman, can we? I don't really call him Fishman, but
Chuck.
I don't really call him Chuck. I just said, hey, you. Could you please clear up for the people what the hell is going on in Newark? What the heck is going on? And so I'm sure we'll talk about that. He was also very excited. The Home Depot earnings call was today, maybe, or some call. He was listening to some call today that had to do with Home Depot. And so we'll have a rollicking sports show in the second hour. We got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock and Fishman after that. Fish on Friday, on Tuesday, that is the show. I did want to begin, Jeffrey, with the NBA conference finals.
Mm-hmm.
And two things I wanted to discuss. First of all, I think we need to reset now that we know. We need to reset who we're rooting for here, right? We need to reset.
I'm glad you're doing this. This is important.
This is important. We have to have our priorities. Game tonight. We got a game tonight. We got Minnesota OKC tonight. So in the West, we got Minnesota and OKC, of course. And in the East, we have the Knicks and the Pacers. I think the West is easy, right? The West easy? Mike. It's just Mike.
Correct. But I'm not necessarily rooting for the Timberwolves.
You're anti-Timberwolf?
So
if Mike had been traded at the trade deadline, would you be rooting for OKC over the Timberwolves?
Yes.
Really? Why?
Mike first.
No, but Mike had been traded. He's no longer there.
But if he'd been traded to OKC, I thought that's...
No. Traded, so he was retired. Mike retired at the trade deadline.
Okay. Then...
And so it's just, he's not on one team or the other. It's just like...
Probably...
I'd still go Timberwolves.
But it's only from an...
Those are nice people up there.
Well, it's not like...
People... Chris lives up there. They're my people.
It's not Oklahoma City. Like evil. It would mainly...
Maybe a little evil.
It would...
They were matching t-shirts. How much more evil can you get, man? They wear matching T-shirts. Can you believe that? Upon request.
But this would also... This is getting overlooked about the Timberwolves.
If someone didn't have their T-shirt on, they would highlight them on the big screen and bully them into putting the T-shirt on.
Yeah, I respect that, though.
You respect that sort of bullying?
Yeah, because that guy's a look-at-me guy.
He's just trying. No, he's not. He's not a conformist.
Trust me, this is fascism we're talking about. We've looked into him. You don't want to be on his side. Trust me.
So I think they are evil. And also it's pure jealousy.
But you could also
jealousy.
Okay, but let's look at it from this perspective.
And Minnesota has suffered. Has Oklahoma City ever really suffered? No.
I relate to empathy. Even as late as February or March, we could still talk ourselves into, we're still ahead of Minnesota. You can't lie to yourself after this.
I never talked myself into, we are ahead of Minnesota. I have talked myself into, I've said two things, and maybe John will ridicule me for this, that we're on the same tier as the Timberwolves. That they're on the same tier.
Yeah, okay. That's the same point. I think if they get to the finals, we can't say that anymore.
And even now, I've had to somewhat adjust it and say, not on the same tier, but this idea that they're going to be a juggernaut, like they got old people on there. They've got a problem. They got a Randall contract coming up.
Yep.
And Gobert's old. And so,
Mike's not, though. And they got some, and Mike,
I hate to say this.
Spry.
Mike is old. And so
you
don't have to worry about them ruling the world for forever, even if we're going to now concede that you're no longer on the same tier. And honestly, up to this point, you can argue they just got lucky in the playoffs. Look who they played.
The series broke their way.
And if the Grizzlies had been the healthy team,
yep.
And the series, and it had broken their way, they could very well be where Minnesota is. If simply good health, if they'd been a healthy team and Minnesota had been an unhealthy team and things had broken. And you're saying if they beat Oklahoma City, we can't lie to ourselves. Well, I will grant you that. If they beat Oklahoma City, you will not be able to say they are on the, or argue, or even with a keep a straight face, saying that they're on the same tier. You still have the they're getting old issue, though. I'm willing to risk that. I've never liked Oklahoma City. I go back to the fact that they're evil and wear matching T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
How much more evidence do you need? And also, I'm just pure jealousy. from the moment they got here. They've had the silver spoon. Screw them.
Okay, so here would be my argument.
I'm anti them.
Here would be another argument for...
Plus, who's likable? Like, plus, Ant is like a likable superstar.
On the court.
He's even likable off the court. He's funny.
There's some internet things that are not great.
That's fine. I don't see the internet. I'm blind to the internet.
And also, you have to... Are you really going to root for
Shea's
Gobert?
Canadian.
Do you really want to root for Gobert?
Now, with Richard's out there, I've never hated Rudy Gobert. The fact that everyone hates Rudy Gobert
makes
so
like
much
him.
Makes me like him.
Okay. I can respect that stance.
I mean, I didn't like the whole microphone thing when he's literally intentionally wiping his nose on people's reporters' microphones during COVID. That wasn't good. But so no, this is so clear. That one's obvious. I think the hard one, I'm just going to tell you, the official, because of Mike, we don't have to do this.
We don't have to.
We don't do the hypothetical.
It's clean.
Because of Mike, it's clean. It's Minnesota. Minnesota is in the West, the official team of the Jeff Calkins show. So then in the East, I think you and I are going to part ways.
I'm Indiana.
I'm Knicks.
I just don't know how you can root for New York. That's not in your blood.
I'm not. Well, A, I'm from technically New York.
Right. But you're from actual New York.
I'm
at
from
least
Buffalo,
the Knicks are
New York.
In New York City. But your number one thing is the Bills are New York's only football team.
I think it's fun. It's been long enough.
This is like rooting for Nashville.
No, it is absolutely not. It is absolutely not. It's a little bit like that, actually.
Yes, it's exactly like
Buffalo
that.
Buffalo is the armpit of New York, and New Yorkers don't even consider that
Correct.
It's the same. No, you make a good point there. I just what is likable about Indiana?
Number one, they play hard.
They do play hard. They play at a ferocious pace. They built their team honorably.
They don't quit.
I mean, they weren't gifted anything, you know?
Rick Carlisle.
They make a trade for
Rick Carlisle
Halliburton.
Looks like,
they make a trade for Pascal Siakam.
Rick Carlisle looks like bald Jim Carrey.
When Rick
Carrey.
Carlisle left and went to Indiana, like, what are you doing, Rick Carlisle?
Everyone thought it was a retirement tour.
And now look at him. Yeah, no, I should be rooting for the Pacers.
Yeah.
But I just don't think I will be. I don't think I will be.
Do you really want to root for Cat?
I think
he's been good. I know. Like, I'm not denying.
No. I don't. I'm not a big Cat guy. I kind of admire Jalen Brunson, though.
Okay, but.
And his guttiness.
I'm with you on
Discarded.
That.
Discarded.
But free throw merchant.
Yeah. I've
decided my new causes. We've got to start
really combat
free throw merchants.
So you want a Minnesota. You want a Minnesota. Indiana series.
Yeah, I'm sure the NBA office is signing up for that, too.
Well, they just want the Knicks in there. The other three, I mean, you'd vaguely like OKC over Minnesota, but they can sell either. You can sell Ant. Like, if Minnesota...
I wonder if they want Minnesota, because Ant's American.
Nah, but Oklahoma City is the monster.
Yeah, but their best player is still Canadian. Like, I think they are desperate for the American
star.
He
is more of a... Well, he's also a more colorful guy.
Flashy personality,
whatever else. You think they might want, but I think it's close. I think the NBA doesn't really care there. The NBA does care. Watch the officiating people. No, if you are a conspiracy theorist, mm-hmm. this is one where it would come into play, right? You got three
Most
small market teams, and then you got the juggernaut New York, like New York. You got Spike Lee. You got the whole thing there, right? You got the history. You know, all of that. You got the, and so yes, if you are a conspiracy theorist, look out for this one. And even me, you've even got me, who should hate the Knicks, saying I'd rather watch the Knicks. Yes, the NBA does want the Knicks. Yeah, unquestionably true. But let's say it's Minnesota and Indiana. Who do you want? Who's the official? Who's your team?
I'm back to Mike.
That's fine. I'll go there. The official team of the Jeff Calkins show is the Minnesota
important work
Timberwolves. Yeah, we glad we settled up. So here's the other thing. And Chris Harrington has a mailbag that I would urge all y'all to look at after the show is over. Don't go rushing off right now and read the mailbag. After the show, listen to the show.
It's homework.
And then
not in class work.
This is not in class.
Yes.
You don't do this in class. And you look at the stars on these teams. And I ask you, is it depressing or does it give you hope?
All right.
Okay. The stars, guards who once upon a time would have ranked lower in the pantheon of stars than Ja Morant. Shea, Ant, Jalen Brunson, and Tyrese Halliburton. Those are the four. Kind of amazing, right? Like, there they are. All four young stars. And once upon a time, Ja, just look who got the shoe deal, right?
Yep.
Ja was a bigger star. I'm not saying more promising or whatever else. He was a bigger star.
Jeff, he's still top 10 in jersey sales.
Unquestionably than any of those players.
Yeah.
Right now, by the way, if I could give you one of those players to start a franchise, who you taking? Ant. Shea?
I'm almost wondering MVP? If the answer is Brunson.
No, because of age. Isn't he older?
He's only 28.
Is that right?
So he's still in the what you
would I don't think the answer is Brunson.
Well, the other problem
I think
is...
I think the answer is...
I keep wondering, are we grading... Do Brunson and Halliburton get a they play in the East bump? Is this like another version of Kyle Lowry made All-Star games and Mike Conley didn't? When all of us knew you'd rather have Mike than Kyle, but Kyle was in the East.
Does Jalen Brunson get a New York bump?
Well, I think there's definitely that. And I also don't want to take away, like, he's been clutch. Like, that's
he's been unbelievable.
Like, that's the other thing. Brunson and Halliburton have been phenomenal when it matters most.
It is funny, though. Is there any doubt that Halliburton is fourth of those four?
I don't think so, but I do think I'm at least leaving room for this. This could change it.
So here's the question. Can Ja Morant ever get back? We talk about tiers.
Yes.
Can he ever get back where you would put him right with those players?
I could get to a spot where I'd put him ahead.
Of all of them.
Stay healthy.
You think you can get to a place where you could...
I think about it this...
You could imagine a season in the future when Ja Morant
yes.
would get more MVP votes
yes.
than any of those players.
Yes.
Well, you can't because you need 65 games to
correct.
Play MVP.
That's the problem.
Right.
But can I imagine a world where everything, like all the stars align, he stays healthy? Yes. Then I would put him.
But can you imagine that? You can imagine it, and therefore you would put him there. Okay, here's the interesting thing, because even this year, and you'd say, well, I can imagine it, but he's not there now. Like, he's not there with them now. That's silly to say. He's clearly been surpassed by all of them. Chris is part of this mailbag that I'm going to urge you to read after the show is over. We'll talk to Chris straight up at 10 o'clock. He broke down their seasons. Okay, ready?
Yep.
By the following categories, points per 36 minutes. Here's the thing. He played fewer minutes and he played fewer games, right? So we're talking about when he played.
Yep.
Points per 36 minutes, assists per 36 minutes, true shooting percentage, and plus minus per 36 minutes. In points per 36 minutes, this year, second.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
This year, points per 36 minutes, he was second. Shea was 34. Ja was 28, Ant was 27, Jalen Brunson was 26, and a fairly significant gap down to Tyrese Halliburton at 20. All right, assists per 36 minutes. While he's on the floor, who's the best? So while he's on the floor, who's the best at scoring? Well, that's Shea, but the next best is Ja. Between these players, including Anthony Edwards. Assists per 36. When he's on the floor, who's the best at making plays for others? That's Tyrese Halliburton with 10 assists per 36 minutes. Second on that list, Ja Morant at 9. Then you've got Brunson at 7, Shea at 7, and a fairly big drop to Anthony Edwards at 5. Okay, let's say plus minus per 36.
Yep.
Shea is overwhelmingly the winner here. Plus 12.7. Team's 12.7 points better than the
other opponents. He was on the best team, and he was on the best team
when he's on the floor. Second in this category for a team that, let's be honest, had its ups and downs, that wasn't as good, didn't finish with as many wins as any of the other teams, right? I think that's right. Number two on plus minus per 36, Ja Morant.
Yeah.
At 5.4. When Ja was on the floor, the Grizzlies outscored their opponents by more than Anthony Edwards did with his opponents, Jalen Brunson did his opponents, or Tyrese Halliburton, his opponents. That's pretty damn. Now, the only one, the one where he there is a significant gap and he is last is true shooting percentage.
Yeah.
There, Shea is one at 64. Tyrese Halliburton is two at 61. Jalen Brunson is three at, Tyrese Halliburton 62, Jalen Brunson at 61, and Anthony Edwards 60, and then Ja Morant 56% is his true shooting percentage, which is a significant demerit, honestly, and something that hopefully, given a healthy offseason, he can work on, right? I mean, in the end, as the athleticism wanes, what?
He might just be what he is as a shooter.
Hopefully. I said hopefully.
I'd sacrifice the shooting for 65 games.
I think as the athleticism wanes and as he changes a little bit how he plays, shooting becomes ever more important. And how he plays is also related to how many games he's going to play. I do think his development as a shooter is critical to what happens in the next 5 years of Ja. If he is what he is, I think it puts a hard ceiling.
So I think about the most encouraging thing from the awful series that was the Oklahoma City series was when Ja was on the floor, despite the fact that they were usually getting beat with the exception of game three, I thought there were stretches where you realize like he's still the best player out there. And that included
Shea. He's a wizard. He's tremendous. By the way, and he is as a shooter is an interesting question because, of course, he was in 21-22 better as a shooter. Let's get it back to that. You know, he has regressed. He has not improved. A lot of players improve. But here's the point. So as you're looking at this lineup of new stars in the final four, you can either lament it. Oh, my God. We were supposed to have the young star. Ja has been surpassed by all of these players. Or you can say, you know what? He's kind of right there with him. If he could simply, as Jeffrey likes to emphasize and appropriately, if he could simply stay healthy. If Ja can stay healthy, big if, granted, if Ja can stay healthy, he can be right there with him. And if he is right there with him, look what's possible. What's possible is small market teams can get to where Minnesota is, to where Oklahoma City is, to where Indiana is.
And I think we also need to recalibrate. We are not in the super team era.
No, it's great.
Like, it's not. And so,
no, we're in the healthy team era. It is funny. We've gone from the super team era. You got to have a super team to win, to the healthy team.
Or the healthier team.
You got to have a team that's in one piece in order to win. So there you go. Okay, one other thing I wanted to get to before we break. We can break and then I'll get to it. Tennessee's going to be kicked out of the SEC. Did you see that?
Oh, I did see this.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if the Tigers could take their place. But if Tennessee is kicked out of the SEC, could the Tigers? We'll address that.
Okay.
We'll address that when we return. Oh, I have an important correction to make.
Ah.
We had a slight mix up yesterday. Robert. Howie.
Oh, yes, we did.
Howie is having a 60% off sale. It is a massive everything in the store, 60% off sale. We didn't screw up. Howie may have screwed up. Like, when does Howie know what the number 60 means? Does he know 60% off is like less than half price? I'm going to say, I guess he does, but I'm talking 60% off engagement rings, 60% off brand name watches, 60% off designer jewelry. Like, this is kind of crazy. And it's also Saturday. It is this Saturday, 6 hours, 60% off this Saturday. But it's at the Perkins location, not at the Bartlett location. That's my location, the Perkins location. I'll be there Saturday. The Perkins location, the one right across from Novel on Perkins Extended. 6 hour, 60% off sale. And by the way, same special financing available up to 6 months interest free at Robert Irwin Jewelers. This is the last 6 hour 60% off sale of the year. Got it? This is it. The last one. 6 hour, 60% off. It's at Novel. So if you're getting engaged anytime between now and January 1, this would be the moment. The Perkins Extended Store this Saturday for 6 hours only. For complete details, go online to rijewelers.com. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. Yeah, it's nice. You just listen to the spot for the frame corner. It's nice when I can vouch for the places that we talk about because I've used.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To myself, Jeffrey. You know, that's why, like, O'Call is certainly one of those. The Frame Corner is another one. We took our prints in that Claire had, two prints in recently to get framed. That we couldn't have done in a million years because these were things from our childhood home that she wanted beautifully framed. And you don't do this with necessarily every photograph you own doesn't need custom framing, but the things that you really care about, you want it done well so it lasts for forever. So you can have it, preserve it, and hang it on the wall. And so you go to the place that's been doing it for 50 years right here in Memphis, and that's the Frame Corner. So we did. And the results were honestly just spectacular. You open it up, you're like, oh, that's beautiful. You hang on a wall, you see it every day. When you walk by, you're like, oh, that's beautiful. What a great job they did. And they pick out the exact right frame. They float the print the exact right way. So whether it's a diploma that you've worked your whole life for, whether it's some sports memorabilia that you care deeply about that means something to you, maybe it's something from your father, whatever it is, take it to the Frame Corner. They've been doing it for 50 years. FrameCornerMemphis.com. Before we get to Tennessee being kicked out of the SEC, Jeffrey, we do have news from John Martin, Curtis Givens III has committed to the University of Memphis. He announced it on social media. John caught up with his dad. You can read the piece over at the Daily Memphian. Basically, he's been gone for 3 years. His father, Curtis Givens, told the Daily Memphian Tuesday he wants to come back and represent the city and get it back rocking with having Memphis kids back on the team. It's simple. Didn't have an immense year last year at LSU. He averaged 4.8 points per game. He did have a nice game against Florida, 11 points, 4 assists, no turnovers. Of course, had played at MUS,
yes,
at your alma mater. Played at MUS. Then he went to Monteverde Academy in Florida for his last 2 years of high school, which is becoming a trend for really highly touted.
The mountains of Florida.
What?
The mountains of Florida.
Yeah, the mountains of Florida. ranked 39 out of high school, according to John Martin. Becomes the highest ranked player from Memphis to commit to the Tigers since 2015. And joins Julian Thedford as the second Memphis native on Penny Hardaway's roster next season. I think we're not counting Wiseman, not from Memphis. Went to school in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Highest ranked since 2015.
He was a transplant.
Transplant. John's pretty clear. Doesn't count him. So that's nice news. Good news for the University of Memphis. We also had the news, of course, which we suspected, that they'd be playing Purdue down there in the Bahamas.
Yep.
In Penny we trust, right? He does always seem to be able to get players. Okay, this I don't really believe that Tennessee is going to be kicked out of the SEC, but we have a little bit of this is the kind of ridiculous story that we're getting right now. So, there was Tennessee Senate Bill 536, okay, was passed, and it. It basically says, you can't have regulations that supersede this state law when it comes to NIL stuff, right? That's what they're doing. They're trying to preempt. They're trying to already run an end run around the new NIL regulations, right?
Yep.
That's the idea. It explicitly, by the way, prevents athletic associations from enforcing rules that interfere with the state law. Okay? That's what it does. And so what the SEC and the Big Ten and the other major conferences are doing is they are coming up with a regulation that if you want to remain a member, you have to waive your right to sue. And instead to sue particularly the enforcement entity. And what this all goes back to, Jeffrey, is have you heard of NIL Go? You know what NIL Go is? That's the Deloitte Touche clearinghouse.
Yes. Yeah, because I was making fun of how it sounds right, like a phone game.
NIL deals, okay? So what's going to happen under the new – once you start revenue sharing – I'm sorry, this is all getting confusing. Once you start revenue sharing, the players
–
If and when they start revenue sharing, the school's giving money to the players directly, okay? The hope on the part of schools is that we're going to then rein in the NIL. And we're going to rein in the NIL because any NIL deal is going to have to be passed through this clearinghouse. And it's going to be called NIL Go, okay? And the clearinghouse is going to determine whether the deal is for actual market value or not.
Right.
Right. And if it's not for market value, they're going to whack it down. So if you're paying.
Well, that's not necessarily true. The story that I read last week with the NIL Go said it's not. They're not going to say that deal's null and void. They flag it.
What happens when they flag it?
Your guess is as good as anyone's. You leave it up to...
The idea is that they will... I think the implication is they will discourage or not allow or
correct.
Something deals that are not market value. And by the way, if you look at... Like they have done some sample explorations.
Yeah, I think the ACC last week announced right. their spring meetings.
And here's the thing. According to the samples, 70% of the deals that are offered by collectives would be denied,
right?
Because they're not for fair market value, as one would expect, right?
Yes.
Does PJ Haggerty really have $4 million of advertising power, right? Not we're not talking about, is he worth $4 million as a player? We're saying, if he endorses
his name, image,
company,
and likeness worth $4
million? Is it really worth $4 million a year? And I think we all will acknowledge, no, that's been a fraud from the beginning, right?
I mean, I tend to agree, but at the same time,
maybe Arch, like, there are deals, but anyway, so here's the thing. Let me give you some more of these numbers. 70% of the collective deals would have been denied. Public company deals,
yep,
like FedEx deals, for example,
yep,
public company deals, what Deloitte has said was that 90% of those would have been approved. Public company deals are like, honestly, they're obligated to their stockholders to only make deals that actually deliver the advertising power that they're paying for, right? And so 90% of the public company deals will be approved. By the way, 80% of the public company deals were for less than $10,000, and 99% of the public company deals were for less than $100,000. So public companies are basically, they're out there saying, yeah, if you have a right tackle and we want to get his endorsement for our shipping company, we can see it being worth 90 grand or 80 grand or 60 grand or whatever. And that is actually a reflection of the real market power, right?
Yep.
So here's the thing. That's the world that is emerging, that the colleges, universities hope emerges after the House settlement is approved. House settlement could be approved as early as this week, okay? Just to be clear, that whole world, the judge, when she approves the House settlement, all she's going to be doing is saying this settlement is fair. She is not going to be saying, and does not have the power to be saying, that this new set of rules that people are going to adopt after the House settlement, that those are legal under our antitrust laws.
Correct.
Those can still be attacked under antitrust laws. And the Tennessee state government is like saying, we're still going to attack this stuff. We want Tennessee to be able to spend as whatever it can. And so in response, the conferences, the Big Ten, the SEC, whatever, are saying, if you don't give up your right to sue, this hasn't been passed yet, but it's being circulated among members of the Big Ten, the SEC, the ACC, and the Big 12.
Yep.
If you don't give up your right to sue, you will be kicked out of the SEC. By the way, nobody knows if that is itself enforceable.
Legal.
The whole thing is such a freaking mess.
Well, I'd also like to know this. Like, I agree with you in general, like it's obvious that the corporate deals are going to be a fair reflection. Someone's going to have to prove to me that Matthew McConaughey is worth $15 million to Salesforce. Like, in the end, like, if you decide you want to be in business with someone and give them a bunch of money, like, that doesn't really get examined like this. And
First of all, I'm not telling you that they are more reasonable. I'm telling you that the NIL Go people have said they are more reasonable.
I would also like to know this. How many of those public companies is Deloitte the accounting firm of?
Well, here's the other question. If you are a highly touted quarterback, okay, and you have a deal with the Texas NIL Collective.
Sure.
And it wants to give you $15 million a year.
Yep.
And it goes to NIL.
Let's say 15 over 4.
And it goes, that's fine. I want to be extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes to NIL Go. And NIL Go says, you may be a great quarterback. Texas may be a great market. All of that. But you are not worth $15 million a year. Texas, and just like when it came Nico's deal with Tennessee,
yep,
what happens? The freaking state attorney general got involved
because, yep,
everyone wants their football team to be able to pay however much whatever gets you the quarterback. And so Texas and that quarterback are going to sue. I'm going to say, I know this seemed like a good idea, but we hate NIL Go now and we're going to sue. And basically So that's what now these conferences are already trying to protect themselves and NIL Go and that new system from legal attack. And by coming up with another set of regulations that would, and by the way, this applies to Memphis, it applies to Vanderbilt, yep.
MTSU, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, what a disaster. The whole thing is a freaking disaster.
It just reeks of desperation.
Where is it going? It all does reek of we can't pay players because we can't have employees.
But like,
so we got to figure out some other way.
Well, like, I think it even goes back more beyond that. It's like, well, we're used to winning in court. Now we don't win in court. All right, now we're going to spend a bunch of money to have Congress come up with rules.
And maybe they will. Maybe ultimately.
I still think they're going to have a huge problem here. This is not collectively bargained.
Right, it's a problem. So it does, by the way. Last week when we were talking about the Calipari coming back to Memphis to be celebrated as part of that St. Jude game.
Yep.
One of the things that ticked people off about Cal, and there were many, and again, I honor your resentments towards Cal. I resented him for a long time, particularly when he was at Kentucky. I think it's easier now. But one of the things that people, that he said that enraged people was, that going from Memphis to Kentucky, it was like when you're at Memphis, it was like sitting at the kids' table.
Yep.
Right. And here's the problem. That's truer than ever.
It's more true now than it was when he said it.
It is certainly more true now than when he said it. And the truth can't hurt. But there you go. So there you go. I don't actually believe that Tennessee will be kicked out, but it continues to be a complete
disaster. I'm very curious to know how many, like Mississippi has similar laws. I don't think it's quite as drastic, but Mississippi, like part of Ole Miss's advantage early was they were ahead on the legal front. I believe the state of Texas has similar laws. The state of Florida. Like, I'd like to know how many votes do they need for this to go through? Is this what maybe breaks up the super conferences?
Yeah, no.
You get the schools that are saying like, well.
They're trying to protect themselves from themselves in the end. You know, it's easier. But anyway, according to Dellinger, Tennessee State Bill 536, its details unearthed last week, paves the way for state schools and their affiliated collectives to break house settlement related rules and prevents college sports new enforcement entity from penalizing those schools. That's what it aimed to do. So,
Jeff, I've got happy news.
What's that?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one.
You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Chad Graff, who is the New England Patriots beat writer for The Athletic, says Jordan Hudson has told at least one person that she and Bill Belichick are engaged to be married.
Oh,
yeah. Who's not in favor of love?
I'm in favor of love.
Yeah.
I'm in favor of love. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, love is love.
Love is love.
Love is love. You know what I mean? Hey, Tom, after they broke up,
yep.
Tom went out and got a ring.
Yep.
And he's just, Bill's he getting also a different
gave
kind
one
of ring.
He also gave one up, too.
He also gave up a ring. But he's just getting, Bill's getting a ring himself.
Uh-huh.
I do hope that Bill Belichick knows about the 60% off sale
yep.
at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Maybe six that's hours, he's already taking advantage.
6 hours.
Well, no, he can't because it's on Saturday.
It's only six, the last one
maybe
of the year.
Maybe he's waiting.
6 hours Saturday, 60% off at the Robert Irwin Jewelers across from Novel on Perkins Extended, including designer engagement rings for the happy couple. That is good news. Other NFL news. This is going to merge regulations and NFL, Jeffrey. We do have two things. Well, the tush push is not going to be voted on today. Evidently, that may be tomorrow. As you will recall, last time it was six. The votes were 16-16. You need 24 votes to ban the push push. To ban the tush push. The Eagles. The Packers are the ones pushing this.
Do you buy the theory that the Packers are the ones pushing this because they don't have an owner?
Because the owner...
No team wants to put their name on it, so they're having the Packers do it.
Packers do it? Why not? I don't understand what the problem is with putting your name on it. Even if it's transparently, the Eagles are good at it and we're not, and so therefore we want to ban it. Like, it's so what? It's competitive. We try to beat the other team. Why in the world? I don't understand what's embarrassing about putting your name on this.
It's not like we try to beat the other team. It's like we can't beat them, so we're going to...
That's fine. I don't care. 24, anyway, so it's...
So you want the Bills to do this?
I don't care. The Bills are good at it, although they did, they blew it, yeah.
They're good at when they do tush push, not
yes,
when
exactly.
Josh just tries to run a quarterback sneak off tackle.
Right, so they need 24 votes. I'm fine with banning the tush push. I'm also, this is a little bit like PJ Haggerty talk, I'm bored with it.
So,
but I'm not bored with flag football talk.
Well,
and they are
there's
gonna
one last thing on the tush push.
Go ahead, yes?
I actually believe the person that's driving it is not a team. I think it's Goodell.
Goodell.
Yes.
Because aesthetics?
Aesthetics. Fans do not enjoy it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
The commission's just looking out for fans.
Feels like cheating.
Fans first.
Feels like cheating. Feels like you're not feeling like you're playing a
All right. You
sport.
Want to talk some flag.
Okay. But they are today. The vote that is going to go through today is to approve NFL players playing flag football in the Olympics. Now, it's just a general thumbs up. They still have to work out all the details. It's got to be part of the collective bargaining agreement. There's all kinds of things that would yet have to be ironed out. Here you need, again, 24 out of 32 teams allowing NFL players to play in the Olympics in 28 in Los Angeles, play flag football. The way that would work, you only get one player per NFL team per country. Okay?
All right, one more time.
One player per NFL team per country. So the Bengals could have Joe Burrow play for America, but could not have Ja'Marr Chase play for America. And now theoretically, Ja'Marr Chase, if he had some Italian roots, could play for Team Italy, but probably doesn't, right? Like, let's. What other countries have American? Not many.
Who was the?
Not many.
Who was the team in the last Olympics? There's an African team that basically was like, they were letting, you know, guys that couldn't play in America.
That would be a thing.
Yeah.
They could still play.
Yeah.
So you could have T. Higgins go play for Rwanda or whatever.
I think it was Nigeria.
Could be, that's fine. If there is whatever.
Yeah,
if that Olympic committee, if the Olympic rules allowed it, the NFL wouldn't stop it, right? One NFL team, one player per team per country. There are a couple of complications, obviously. And various players have come out and said that they would be interested. Who would you, top of your head, think would be the best flag football, the flag football player from the NFL who you would most want?
Now or in 2028?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Well, let's just go right now.
I still think it has to be Tyreek.
More than Lamar Jackson?
I think it's
ball in the hand every time.
Yeah, but there's Tyreek. People can't cover Tyreek in pads.
So Mahomes, Tyreek has expressed an interest in doing it, but you're saying he might have slowed down by 28, presumably
yes.
Will have. Mahomes has expressed an interest in doing it. Stephon Diggs has expressed an interest in doing it. He won't be able to. He won't.
Also, Lamar has to throw and fly.
Well, there is that. John Harbaugh is not a fan because he believes that Lamar would be good. So he has come out and said he's not a fan. The Packers GM, not a fan. There are those who are not a fan. But the NFL is behind this for a couple of reasons.
Number one, they have a vested interest in it.
Yeah, and their vested interest is twofold. One, they want high school football is becoming increasingly less popular because people don't want their teenagers to get head injuries, right?
Can confirm.
The MUS team is smaller than it was when you were there?
100%.
How many on the MUS team when you were there?
So we had 105.
Oh, my God. And how many do you think now?
Oh God. I would venture, like, if you brought the freshmen and everything, maybe like 70, 75.
Right. If you brought the freshmen back then, it would have been more than 105.
Yeah.
So apples to apples, it would be not in half, but
yeah,
two-thirds. So, and that's happening across America, across high schools. Like, it's just, people are like, yeah, go do something else. And so the NFL needs people playing football at the youth level, right?
Absolutely.
And so this can get people involved at the youth level. That's one. It's also their international push.
Yep.
They want flag football to be played widely across the world. And so what better to do that than have it be in the Olympics?
We're
right?
no longer spreading democracy, Jeff. We're just spreading football.
Now we're just spreading football. So the problems are, of course.
Here you go, Iraq.
The problems are injury. And it was interesting. Jerry Jones is quoted extensively. Yeah, it's flag. I'm not worried about injury. Do you remember the case of Robert Edwards?
Robert, that was beach football, though.
It was beach
football. That's different.
It was beach flag football.
That's way easier to injure. Oh, yeah.
You can still tear your ACL playing flag football.
You can, but like, think about how much harder it is to walk on the sand than it is to walk on grass.
No, forget the sand thing. I'm just saying, generally, flag football, it is you're running and cutting.
Absolutely.
You can cut out your... The funny thing is medical studies show the biggest injuries are fingers, which
honestly, you could talk to me like concussions.
People reaching. There's still some concussions.
Because,
why are there concussions?
You can't control at the youth level. You can't control your body and your heads run into each other and you don't have a helmet on.
It's sort of like there are concussions in soccer, too.
100%. One of the ERs will tell you like they under 12. One of the big things with concussions is like soccer players.
So injury's an issue, and you know, if you're an NFL team, you don't want Tyreek Hill or Lamar Jackson to be, you know, blowing out their knee at the LA Olympics when you need them for the season. So that would be one. It appears to be something that they're willing to live with. Will there be players who don't do it because they're pressured to not do it? 100%. I think there will be a lot of teams that, but it will be the official position of the NFL that we allow it and indeed encourage it. And then the other one is just the dates will be a little tricky because the Olympics that year are July 14th to 30th. And that's right when training camps are getting going.
I think maybe that might explain why a lot of people are not happy with it. John Harbaugh.
Yeah. So
I don't think it's injury. I think he said injury.
He said, I have a player who's not going to be good at camp. But they also don't like missing camp, very clearly. Here's the question. People scoff at the idea that flag football players could be better at flag football than an NFL player, right? And I think that's generally true. Don't you think it's true, though, that they're, you can imagine someone who's really good at flag football who would not be good? Because there's...
I mean, I don't have to imagine. It was true for me.
In the NFL...
I was much better at flag football than I was
in the NFL,
football.
Force is involved. And so it's not just that you're fast. It's that you're fast...
Size matters, and size and strength.
Whereas in flag football, pure quickness, even you know whatever you would think would matter, and size really doesn't.
You can be a 5'8 quarterback in flag football. You can't really be a 5'8 quarterback. Sorry, Dylan Gabriel in the NFL.
I think it. I know people scoff at
now,
the idea.
Now, do I think the guy
Tyreek Hill would be awesome?
Right.
Do I think
the guy that was claiming I'm better at flag football than Mahomes is better than Patrick Mahomes at flag football? No. But do I think it's possible that there's a guy that could be an elite flag football player and not an NFL player?
Think there's a possible that it could be literally an elite top 10 in the world if all NFL quarterbacks could play to flag football quarterback but not an NFL quarterback?
Do they get enough? Like, do I give them 3 months to train to learn? Like,
oh yes, they also have been playing flag football their whole life, and the NFL guys are just showing up to play flag football.
No, but do I think that there's a guy that plays flag football that could be better than like 60% of college quarterbacks? Yeah, but once you get to the NFL, it's such the elite.
How about receivers? How about? I mean, like, it's like, is T. Higgins going to be a great flag football? But he can get up there. But, like, he's not explosive. He's not – I can imagine some 5'7 dude out there running around who's a great flag football receiver who would be a better flag football receiver than a lot of NFL receivers.
See, I actually think you could talk me into quarterback before you could receiver. Now at the NFL, they can't really touch receivers.
Well, there's going to be NFL – I like it. There's going to be NFL players in – I like it. Don't you like it? I'll watch.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to watch, but that's also, like – at the Olympics when you're in July, like,
it's my country, for God's sakes.
Correct. But we got to be good in it. Cause like I checked out on that 3-on-3 was terrible. The 3-on-3 basketball. Remember when we did that in Paris?
We got a big second hour. We got Fish on Friday on Tuesday. He's going to tell us what's wrong with our air controller system, particularly in Newark, among other things and on other matters. And Chris Harrington joins us as well. In the next segment, if you're selling your house, call Josh Heisaw, 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147. Josh has the buyers.com. Now is the moment, by the way. People are changing schools, they're changing neighborhoods. This is the moment to get your house on the market. And so this is the moment to call Josh Heisaw. At least meet with him and hear, like I did, honestly, his whole marketing plan for selling your house, it'll blow you away. But in addition to all that, it is funny. I get these, we will make a cash offer for your house all the time. I get them all the time. And you know that they're going to sell your house for half of what it's worth. Well, Josh, if that's the way you want to go, if you just want to sell your house for an instant cash offer, Josh will make you an instant cash offer at full market value. He'll come out to your house. He'll look around. He'll size it up. And he will make you an offer at full market value. If you accept, you have up to 4 months before you have to hand over your keys. Just another way of selling your house with Josh Heisaw guiding the way. It's Josh on the team at Keller Williams Realty, 901-461-8147. Chris Harrington next, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.